Prairie Raja Kacharya Sakara Sakshi Shimada Sivankis A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shiva Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopada Gopina Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Shri Mahapuranavadip Dham Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Shri Matatulsi Devi Ki Jai, Gangamai Jamunamai Ki Jai, Samavita Bhakti Rinda Ki Jai, Brihad Madrangara Shri Prabhupada's book distribution Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, All glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, all glorious to Shri Shri Guru and Vrindavan. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 13 titled The Lord's Dancing at Rathyatra Text 120 through 122. Text 120, we can read together. Nachite, nachite, prabhura haila bhavantar.
Nachite, nachite, prabhura haila
bhavantar. Hasta tuli shloka pare kari uchaisar. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, his ecstasy changed. Raising his two arms, he began to recite the following verse in a loud voice. Ya komara harasa.
Yeah.
Yakomara harasa eva hivaras ta eva chaitra chapas.
Yakomara harasa eva hivaras ta eva chaitra chapas.
Te chon militat malit malati surabaya proda karambanila. Satyavasmi tatapi tatra surata vyapara lila vidau.
Satyavasmi tatapi tatra surata vyapara lila vidau.
Revarodasi vetasi tarutale cheta samutkantate.
Revarodasi
Yakomara harasa eva hivaras ta eva chaitra kshapas.
Yakomara harasa eva hivaras ta eva chaitra
kshapas. Te chamilita malati surabaya praudha kadamba nila. Reva roda si veta si taruta le cheta samut cantate.
Reva roda si veta si taruta le cheta samut cantate.
Anyone? Yakomara harasa eva hivaras la chaitra chapa. Te chami vitadnala ti surabaya praudakadam bhamila. Satyaiva smita tati tattva surata vyapara lila vidau.
Vipalo visi veta si taruta leche ta samutkante.
Vipalo visi veta si taruta leche ta samutkante.
Person who, Kamarahara, the thief of my heart during youth, Saha, he, Eva, he, certainly, Varaha, lover, Taha, these, Eva, certainly, Chaitra, Chapa, moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra, Te, those, Cha, and Unmilita, fructified, Malati, of Malati flowers, Surabaya, fragrances, Proda, full, Kadamba, with the fragrance of the Kadamba flower, Anila, the breezes, Sa, that one, Cha, also, Eva, certainly, Asmi, I am, Tatapi, still, Tatra, there, Surata Vyapar, in intimate transactions, Lila, of pastimes, Vidal, in the manor, Reva, of the river named Reva, Rodasi, on the bank, Vetasi, of the name Vetasi, Tarutale, underneath the tree, Chetaha, my mind, Samut Kantate, is very eager to go. Translation. That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva, under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. Purport. This verse appears in the Padjavali 382 by Srila Rupa Goswami. And we're supposed to do text 122 also. Eshloka Mahaprabhu Paribarabhar Sarupina Artakeha Najane Ihar This verse was recited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again, but for Swarup Damodar, no one could understand its meaning. Om Ajnanatimarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakrurunnilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Nena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Datati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Dishitarne Manchakopa Tribhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Sorry?
It says you also have
123. I have 123 also. Oh, I got another one line purport there. I thought it was only up to 122. Okay, 123. E shlokartha purve kariyachi vyakyan. Shlokara bhavarta kariksan shepa akyan. I have already explained this verse. Now I shall simply describe it in brief. In this connection, see Mudgalila chapter 1, verses 53, 77 to 80, and 82 to 84. Where's chapter 1? Yes, so we are offering our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya, to Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. This is Rupa Goswami's qualification. Sri Chaitanya mana means mind. Abhishtam means the desire. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was chanting the shloka during Rath Yatra, one time Srila Rupa Goswami was there and he heard this verse. And he composed another verse giving the meaning of this verse, because this verse, it doesn't directly say anything about what is Krishna consciousness. It's not apparent. But Srila Rupa Goswami, he explained in a Krishna consciousness, more direct meaning like that. He wrote that verse, and after he wrote that verse, he was staying some distance from the temple because he never used to go into the Jagannath temple with Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami. And like that, some persons, they didn't go into the Jagannath temple because they were somewhat, not ostracized, but they were not accepted in Hindu society like that. Of course, by their association with Muslims previously in their previous ashram, they were more or less ostracized. So anyway, Srila Rupa Goswami, he wrote that verse and he stuck it in the roof of his little hut that he was staying, and he went to take bath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time came there, and somehow or other, he found that verse, and when he read it, he became filled with ecstasy, and he became wonderstruck that how is this Rupa Goswami understanding my mind? And at that time, Srila Rupa Goswami came back and offered his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and then mildly slapped him and he said, "How is it you have understood my mind?" He said, "How did you understand this verse that we were just chanted?" And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also showed it to Swarup Damodar, because here in this verse, text 122, it says, Swarup Vina Artha Keha Na Jani Ihar, that besides Swarup Damodar, no one else understood the meaning of this verse. Everyone was bewildered when they heard this verse, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted this verse. They could not understand what is meant. But, of course, it's some kind of longing for having some old relationship. And that relationship is described by Rupa Goswami in his verse. So anyway, there's not much to speak on the verse. I can read a little bit about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood at the Rath Yatra. This is from the Harmonist magazine. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati describes the Gaudiya Math's participation in the Rath Yatra festival in Jagannath Puri, the first paragraph like that or so. And then he goes on to a nice, very nice description about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mood at the Rath Yatra festival, and like that. So, in the second paragraph, it says that Sri Chaitanya is delighted to find Sri Jagannath Dev on the move in his car from Neelachal to Sri Gundicha. Sri Chaitanya is not satisfied with the dress, the country, or the occupation of the Lord at Neelachal. The worship of Sri Jagannath Dev at Neelachal does not satisfy him. It's kind of interesting. He said, at Neelachal, the Lord is surrounded by pomp and power. He is served by kings and warriors in the manner that is appropriate in such surrounding. But it leaves the heart bereft of the service of its beloved. I don't know. I think I'm just going to read the article because it's got some very interesting points here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants the Lord to appear in his heart and accept the worship of his heart, which is obstructed by the display of the majesty of the Lord of the universe. Lord Jagannath is the Lord of the universe, the King of Kings. So, anyway, described very nicely. Sri Chaitanya wants to worship the Lord as the denizens of Braja worshipped him, in perfect confidence in the ordinary relationships of life. That would be natural and far more congenial to the innermost disposition of the heart. But the Lord is his own master. He is also the Lord of the universe. He can indeed be loved with the whole heart. He is so perfectly lovable that it is not possible not to love him. But it is not similarly possible to have him always sufficiently near for the purpose of serving him in the intimate relationships of domestic life. But the heart is not satisfied by rendering only distant homage to the King of Kings, who can be properly approached only by the formalities of reverence. The King as Kings has no equals and no superiors. He can have only subjects. There can be, for this reason, no unreserved intimacy between the king and his subjects. The very atmosphere is unsuitable for the exercise of the personal relationships. The office is the object of all homage rendered ostensibly to the person who holds it. The person in office can have no individual requirements or predilections. He has also to submit to be served by a uniform round of official formalities. At Neelachal, Sri Jagannath is hedged around by all the impassable barriers of an elaborate and formal worship from day to day. He is not permitted to be served according to the particular aptitudes of particular persons. It is of the nature of obedience extorted by force. The people of this world would not even serve their Lord unless they were forced. They are inclined to serve the Lord in expectation of rewards and through fear of punishment. Very interesting statement. The people of the world are inclined to serve the Lord in expectation of rewards and through fear of punishment. Such persons have no occasion to be dissatisfied with such arrangement. The contented subjects of the great King of Kings live in perfect peace and happiness under his most benign government, They are secure in the enjoyment of all felicity under the protecting care of the Lord. They have reason to be extremely grateful to him for this and to adore him with sincere goodwill, loyalty, and obedience. The power of the Lord is so great and so irresistible that even the most wicked find it convenient not to openly transgress his laws. But these subjects have other and dearer relationships of their own. In fact, they really serve the king only for the sake of those relationships. Very interesting. The king is loved as the protector of those interests. The king himself is not those interests. No one of his subjects ever seriously wants the king to be a member of his family. He is not sufficiently known to them to inspire such longing for his inclusion into the domestic circle. Moreover, the king would be uncomfortable in the home of a subject who cannot be expected to supply his royal needs with his limited resources. A loyal subject would not, therefore, properly enough like to see the king reduced to his own less dignified condition. So the very arrangement does not permit of any other healthy relationship than one of distant and reverential loyal homage. Neither can a perfect loyal subject properly desire any other kind of relationship. Sri Chaitanya is prepared also to render all this homage to the king, but he is not satisfied with this. He is willing to have the Lord in his home in order to serve him in the ordinary domestic relationships unobstructed by the etiquettes of the court or the harem. Just a little bit more, I guess we'll finish it up. He finds it impossible to be on a footing of such real intimacy with the Lord when he is constantly waited upon by kings and warriors, queens and maids-in-waiting, and by all the pomp and circumstances of royalty. These are no doubt his due, and those people are most fortunate who have an opportunity to serving such a king. Neither do the residents of Braja resent the assumption of the royal state by their beloved, who has to ignore his relationships with them for the purpose. But the denizens of Braja can never forget him. They also cannot leave Braja and migrate to his kingdom to live there as his contented subjects. They long very much to have him in their midst in Braj, to live with them in unreserved intimacy in that happy rural surrounding. They want to love him as a private person in every form of intimate relationships and not merely to serve his majesty. They can be content with nothing less than this, because he is truly the life of their very lives. Sri Chaitanya is, therefore, delighted when he finds the Lord moving towards Sri Gaudiya, which is no other than the heart of the devotee. That's the end of that. Very interesting article. And gives us the purport of this, actually this verse, that how Jagannath in his temple in Gaudiya is worshipped as a Lord and Master of the universe. Jagannath, the Lord of Lord of the universe. So there can't be very much intimate exchange like that. So, what other else? Of course, these are very exalted moods. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami made these known to the world through his writings, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and even more so the Ujjvala Nilamani, which describes all the intimate relationships of the moods, the different moods that are experienced by devotees in this conjugal rasa, like that. How they feel, these different moods are described in two forms, the sambhog and viparalamba, the meeting and separation. So this is sort of type of separation, feelings of separation, how the Lord wants to bring Krishna. Of course, this is the temple of Lord Jagannath is compared with Kurukshetra, and how the gopis, they went to the residence of Vrindavan, they went to see Krishna again at Kurukshetra at the time of the solar eclipse. So that mood of the Rath Yatra is how to bring the Lord back to Vrindavan from that royal surrounding at Kurukshetra. So anyway, I don't have anything much more to say about this. I can speak something about our time. We had, many of you know, we had opportunity to attend the 40th anniversary of the opening of the Bombay Temple last weekend. It was a very nice celebration. So many devotees were there. They had very nice, they made very wonderful arrangements to receive all the devotees. So many devotees sacrificed so much to help Srila Prabhupada. Of course, Srila Prabhupada himself, he took so much endeavor to establish the temple there in Bombay, Radharasa Bihari Temple. It's described that they have some publications. Lokanath Goswami wrote, published one book. They launched it at the festival there. Bombay is my home. And, huh?
Bombay is my office. You said home.
Oh, office. I'm sorry. Yes. I can't hear. I don't know what's... I think there's some noise. Bombay is my office. What? Yes. I think so. Yes. I got a copy. Only one, sorry. I have some other books. Yeah, it's got very nice pictures and everything. Srila Prabhupada was there in Bombay in 1935 with the Gaudiya Math, and he helped the devotees collect funds and establish the temple there. And it's described there that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came there to Bombay, and the devotees were speaking with him, and they were saying that this Abhay Babu has very done very nice service here. Perhaps he should be made the president of the temple. And at that time, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that, no, better he stays aloof from you all. There's no need to recommend him. He said, there's no need to recommend him. He will do everything when the time comes. That time he said like that. They have it in quotation marks like that. I mean, I don't know if that's exact quotation, but very close to it. No tape. No tape. That's... So anyway, in 1958, again, Srila Prabhupada came back to Bombay and met some, he was, did some preaching at that time also. I think he was that too early? He was collecting funds for his Srimad Bhagavatam publication? I don't remember. But and then again, 1965, just before coming to America, Srila Prabhupada went to visit the Sumati Murarji, which is just a couple hundred yards from the temple, where the temple is situated now. And it's described there that Srila Prabhupada actually mentioned to the devotees that he went, when he went past this plot of land there at Bombay, that he was thinking, that he thought to himself, this is a very nice place for a temple. And if I get this land, I'll build a very nice temple like that. So it's described that after, when this Mr. Nair, he offered to sell the land to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada recognized it like that, that this is the land that I saw before. That was like in 1970 or 71, after Srila Prabhupada came back with the World Sankirtan Party. They had Pandal, they established the deities that time, they installed the deities at this Pandal program, which was attended by our some devotees that Radhana Swami was first time met Srila Prabhupada, I think, at that Pandal. And so anyway, the devotees that time, they had a flat. It's called the Akash Ganga. That's in the far, actually, south of Bombay, in the very prestigious location like that. Inhabited, that area is inhabited by very rich people like that. So they had that time living there, and that time shortly thereafter, Srila Prabhupada wanted to get some land, so land was offered. They were looking, of course, in that nearby area, but they didn't find anything suitable. So when that land was offered in Juhu, at that time, of course, Juhu was quite different than it is now. Now, I can't believe how crowded it is. We were going just to the train station or something, any place we had to go, for the Rath Yatra. They had a Rath Yatra festival last weekend. Just to move anywhere, it takes so long. Just to go like 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers, it takes a half hour, an hour. I don't know how they move around there. But anyway, Srila Prabhupada purchased that land. Of course, it wasn't simply purchasing the land. They had some agreement. He made an agreement with Mr. Nair. Actually, the land was originally sold for 14 lakhs rupees. Now, I don't think 14 crores you can buy such a piece of land. It was 5 acres of land. And that time there was nothing in the whole area. It was just like a vacation. It was like a resort area for people that for rich people. They had some bungalows in that nearby. Very few bungalows like that. There wasn't so many buildings. But and when Srila Prabhupada, they made an agreement with Mr. Nair that he would pay down 2 lakhs of rupees and then get the deed, and the devotees would move in. So initially, Srila Prabhupada immediately had the devotees move on to the land, and with the deities, Radharasa Bihari, they took them there, and they were living in a tent at first. For sometimes, some months, they were living just in a tent with the deities, and it was practically overgrown area. They had to clean it out, and eventually there was like, was it six? Something like 6 tenement buildings like that had tenants in them. And according to Indian law, these tenants couldn't be removed. They had to leave on their own. He can't force any tenants out. So those tenants were there for many years, actually. And there was actually no place for the devotees to stay in spite of those buildings were there. Srila Prabhupada was offered, one of the residents invited Srila Prabhupada to stay in his flat. Actually, that person is presently the governor of, what is it, Nagaland and I think Tripura. And he spoke at this one of the Pandal programs that they had. He was just a very simple man that time. I remember like that. Now he's governor. So anyway, Srila Prabhupada stayed a little bit time with him, and the devotees were staying in these tents until eventually they built a small, just something like this, only one-tenth the size of this building that we have here. Similar like that, with open sides and corrugated steel roof like that. Some of you have seen, perhaps. We arrived 77 in Bombay, when Radharasa Bihari were still in that hut. And, huh? You went there, yeah. 77, before. I went after and stayed there that time. I got only 5 minutes to speak. I told some story about how I became a Bombay devotee. It was kind of interesting story. I was in first Mayapur and Bhubaneswar for the first 76 and the first couple months of 77. And then I was kind of traded off to, I was supposed to join the Radha Damodar temple and go back to the parking lots in America. I was thinking after first couple months in India, I was very tight. It was a kind of a shock to me, and it was very hot, and I got sick with jaundice and everything, and I was thinking I wanted to get back. But after another 6 months or so, I was thinking I don't really want to go now back to the parking lots. So I had one friend, he's living here in the community, Jalakar Prabhu. He was that time preaching in Africa, and he told me that Srila Prabhupada said that each zone was supposed to be, give one devotee to Africa, and he said, maybe you can come and join me in Africa. And he said, all right, I was ready for anything practically except that. But he told me, I don't have any money to get you a ticket. I don't have any ticket to give you. So he made some arrangement to get the ticket from one prominent sannyasi. But that ticket was for New York. So he told me, you just take this ticket, go to New York, collect money, and come back to Africa. So I was ready to do just about anything like that for an adventure, I guess, instead of the other thing that I had, other alternative was there. So I said, all right, and I asked some devotees, well, what do I do with this ticket? It's got this Tom name on there, and what I'll do? I said, maybe somebody can help you in the construction office or something. They went over to the construction office in Bombay, and the devotees were there, and said, well, it can be changed, but it's not very good. I don't think we want to do that. And they were talking this and that back and forth. And ultimately, it ended up that I had to go to the airport on my own with this ticket. When I went in to check in, the lady behind the counter said, how come your name is on the ticket is different from your passport name? One is Tom and one is George. And I said, well, you know, at the time of initiation, we change our name. So, but then she said, but I don't see either of these names here. And so somehow or other, I looked over the counter and somehow Krishna guided my finger. There's Tom's name there. So she gave me a boarding pass, took my luggage. My luggage went to New York, and I never saw it again. Because as soon as I got to the security check, they said, here, you go stand over there. And after the time came for the departure, and I said, oh, what's going on? And they said, don't worry, you're not going anywhere, except for jail. They took me to jail for the night. Just for the night. I don't know how I got out so fast, because later I spend some more time like that. But they got me back, and it was very funny. Actually, the funniest part for me, at least, was I had to go to court for 2 years, like once a month. I think sometimes it was even less than a month. They would call me back to court for this case, and the people that were involved, the airport people, they were transferred to the Middle East, so that's why I had to keep going back and again for 2 years, every month at least, probably, like I said, a little bit more than that sometimes. And after about 2 years, I was sitting in Giriraj Swami's office, and our lawyer was there, Mr. Ashnani, his name. And I was working with Giriraj Swami. And I told him that it's time for me to go to the court. So Giriraj Swami said, oh, Mr. Ashnani, can you go with Pundrik and see if he can help him out? And so Mr. Ashnani went with me to the court, and he was talking something with the judge, and I remember hearing the judge say, all right, 500 rupee bond. And I asked Mr. Ishnani, he came back and sat next to me, and I said, asked him, what happened? He said, what? I said, I pleaded guilty on your behalf. What? Why did you do that? He said, don't worry, it's only 500 rupee bond. I said, what does that mean? I had no idea. He said, don't worry. He said, no, what does it mean? He said, if you do the same thing in 6 months, then you have to pay 500 rupees. So after 2 years going to court like that, that time, even 500 rupees wasn't that much, even back then. So I thought that was... So then I became a Bombay devotee. Chalakar came back and said, now you're free, you can come to Africa. I said, no, I don't think so. So anyway... the devotees, they suffered so much. Like I said, they were, Radharasa Bihari were staying in this shed, and there was some big opposition because this Mr. Nair, he was motivated. He had already sold that property two different times to two different people, and he had, cheated them out of their deposit and kept the land. Somehow or other, he was very clever guy. Prominent person in Bombay. He was previously the sheriff of Bombay. And he had idea also to cheat Srila Prabhupada out of his deposit like that. But Srila Prabhupada, he fought with this Mr. Nair very expertly. I mean, legally like that. First of all, he established the temple there. He said that once the deities are established there, nobody can kick us out. Of course, they tried. That he got some help from the municipal councillor who brought a bunch of gundas, like a couple dozen gundas, and they demolished the temple. One day they came and they demolished the temple. They took any devotees that came to stop them. They grabbed them. The police came, and they they had some kind of permit, some kind of legal permit, because they're involved in the politics. The municipal councillor had some judge like that. He got some help, and they had some permit to demolish the temple. So when the devotees came to stop them, they were taken away and taken to the jail like that. But one devotee, I think Manisvi or something, she called up. Huh? No, there was another. Yeah, Maitili was, they said she was dragged by the hair. She was trying to protect the deities from, I don't know. But Jagat Prabhu said it was actually his mother-in-law and one other lady that stopped them from actually demolishing the deity room. They took down the temple around the deities, and the deities were actually protected by this Jagat Prabhu's mother-in-law and some other lady. But this one of the devotees, she called up some prominent life member like that, supporter, and he got this one. They got, somehow or other, they got the demolition stopped. Bal Thackeray, he was a very big Hindu guy. He got them to stop it. And this was like, happened on maybe Friday, I guess, Thursday or Friday like that, because they went back to court and they asked the judge that we want to rebuild the temple, and he said, well, I can't give you permission because these other people have submitted petition to demolish it. So we'll hear the case on Monday after the weekend passes. So the devotees, they decided that this is their chance. That actually, I think before this even, the devotees were agreed to leave the land because this Mr. Nair, he was so expert that he got them to that they didn't get this notice of completion or something, NOC, some kind of, I forget what the meaning of that is, but they were always looking for permission to build the temple to begin construction, but they found out that the charity commission told them that they had to apply 6 months beforehand like that. And Mr. Nair said, "Oh, your time is up. You have to leave. You didn't give your full deposit or something like that." This and that. They had so many intrigues were going on. So the devotees practically gave up hope. But Srila Prabhupada said, "No, stop everything. Don't leave the land. Don't take the deities." And so many intrigues were going on like that in the course of time. And it's actually Lokanath Maharaj, in his book, he counted how many days Srila Prabhupada spent in Bombay. It came like that to 477 days, more than pretty much any other place that he stayed. Mr. Sethi came, yes. They decided to rebuild the temple over the weekend. They thought that we don't have permission to build, but we don't have, there's nothing saying that stopping us also from building. So they decided that they would build it over the weekend. And Mr. Sethi came, and Mr. Matri came with his 50 gundas, it says in the book, like that. There was 50 gundas with Mr. Matri, and he said, we'll tear down your temple again. He says, "I have 50 gundas with me, and we are going to come and break your temple." He says, "Don't bring 50, Mr. Sethi told him. "Don't bring 50. Don't bring 100. No, don't bring 100. Don't bring 200, because I have 250 bullets." Like that. I heard when I was there that they shot his gun up in the air, but they said maybe that didn't actually happen. But he challenged them that that you come, and he sat there with his gun. I don't know, maybe. But his son was also there. His son was there also in Bombay at this festival. Bridge Ratan, I think it was. Bridge Mohan or Bridge Ratan. So anyway, the devotees rebuilt the temple with Mr. Sethi's help. They rebuilt the temple over the weekend. And then on Monday, when the court, the judge heard this case, he found out that the temple was built. Rebuilt, and he says, "Well, what is built cannot be broken, so let them have it," like that. So this way, they had a very big victory like that. The devotees, even, of course, they got out of jail. And eventually, before Srila Prabhupada actually got the final deed, this Mr. Nair died of a heart attack. And there's When Srila Prabhupada heard the news on the phone, he said, "Thank you, Krishna," like that. He said that he admitted, Srila Prabhupada admitted, that actually he had prayed to Krishna. Because he had prayed to Krishna that he said, "You stay here and I will build you a very nice temple." Bombay was a very important project for Srila Prabhupada, and he wanted to see that project. He came 1977, a couple of times actually, and he went. They were going to take him to his old room in the back that Mr. Sethi had also built on the top of the tenant buildings. There was only ground floor and first floor. He had built another floor for the devotees to stay, and on one of those buildings was Srila Prabhupada's room. So they were going to take him back there in 1977. And Srila Prabhupada said, "No, I want to stay in my new rooms on the fifth floor of the new tower, the part of the whole." I think most of you, everybody's seen pictures. There's a temple, and attached to it are two towers, five-story towers, guest rooms, and on top of guest room. Srila Prabhupada's room on the top of one tower. So he went there, and although it wasn't completely finished, he stayed the night, and the next day he went to one of his friend's house, Kartikeya Mahadevi, stayed there while they finished his room. Next time he came, he stayed in his room again. So anyway, so many devotees, they spoke. Arshanka, he's told his stories about how he planted the gardens in Bombay, and Guru Das and Shyam Sundar were there. They organized the first Pandal program and helped Srila Prabhupada. They were staying at Akash Ganga. And many other devotees. Of course, when they were staying in the tent, they had a very difficult time. This Haridas said that they used to walk to the train station and go out and make life members like that. Such was the situation there, that they had no money for doing anything, and now they had big festival. They gave tickets, and so many wonderful arrangements were there. They spent, Bhima Prabhu told me, they spent $300,000-$400,000. Giriraj Swami didn't come. They had one recording. What? Giriraj Swami's still working on his book. He gave blessings to Lokanath Maharaj for his book, but he's still working on his book. He interviewed me a little bit when he came here last time. I don't know. Yes, apparently his health is not good, yeah. But he sent some recorded message, and then one night he actually Skyped to the big panda like that. They had it on screen, Skype message with him like that. And anything else? 9 o'clock. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada, the deities are very nicely taken care of now. Of course, they're Shishi Radharasa Bihari. Shishi Radharasa Bihari Kija. Shishi Radharasa Bihari. Oh, we brought some